Greetings to each of you in Jesus' name this morning. It's already been a rich blessing to be here. I appreciated the words you shared already, Chris, on the sacrifice there, and it really speaks to me when I think of the obedience, the direct obedience to God that Abraham had. In that, as you said there, he rose up early and immediately did what God had directed him to do. And then it seems like it carries forth into his son as well, as there's complete surrender in his life and you see no resisting. And that really speaks to me, and I thank you for sharing that. Before we get started, why don't we just have a short word of prayer? Father in heaven, we come before you this morning and thank you for this wonderful opportunity, Lord. We come before you and sense our great need of you. We pray that you would be with my stammering tongue and help me to share the few words that you've given to me with clarity, Lord, and just bless them to these dear souls before me here, Lord. And thank you for them. In your precious name, amen. Well, my mind this past week went to Joseph in the Old Testament here, his life has stuck out to me in many ways. He had those dreams. We know how he had those dreams, and his brothers envied him, and the title of my few thoughts here is The Faithfulness of Joseph, and so let's just go to Genesis 39:1-23, the chapter there. And before we start, I looked up the definition of faithful, and there's several definitions. The second definition would be faithful, would be marked by showing a strong sense of duty or responsibility or conscientiousness. And then the third one is accurate, reliable, exact, or consistent in my mind would be another one. And then the first definition would have been faithful would be as keeping faith, or in a spiritual term, maintaining allegiance or constant loyalty. And so we're going to look at maybe two parts, a little bit of faithfulness in Joseph's life here. And this would be more of the second part probably here, this chapter. So let's just begin reading in Genesis 39. And Joseph was brought down to Egypt, and Potiphar, an officer of Pharaoh, captain of the guard, an Egyptian, bought him of the hands of the Ishmaelites. So let's just back up here. We know how he was cast in the pit and his brothers sold him to that caravan of Ishmaelites. And then he was brought into Egypt here. And that was when Potiphar had bought him off of those men, which had brought him down thither. And the Lord was with Joseph, and he was a prosperous man, and he was in the house of his master, the Egyptian. And his master saw the Lord was with him, and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hands. And Joseph found grace in his sight as he served him, and he made him an overseer over his house, and put all that he had, he put into his hands. And it came to pass from that time that he made him overseer in his house and over all that he had, and the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And the blessing of the Lord was upon all that he had in the house and in the field. And he left all that he had in Joseph's hands, for for, and he knew not what he had, save the bread which he did eat. He didn't even know what he had other than what was set before him to eat. In other words, he didn't have to worry or fret about anything or take control over his day-to-day life, basically. Joseph was so responsible and faithful to him that those needs were all met. And then let's continue reading here. And Joseph was a goodly person and well favored. And it came to pass after these things that his master's wife cast her eyes upon Joseph, and she said, "Lie with me." But he refused and said unto his master's wife, "Behold, my master wotteth not what is with me in the house, and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, and neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. Then how can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" And it came to pass that as she spake to Joseph day by day, that he hearkened not unto her to lie by her or to be with her. And it came to pass about this time that Joseph went into his house to do business, and there was no man within. And she caught him by the garment, and saying, "Lie with me," left his garment in her hand and fled. We all know how that went, and she called her servants and told them all that had happened, well, from her side of the story, and said how he was trying to. We know that story, so we'll skip on ahead here. And then he was through in prison. Here, let's read in 20. Joseph's master took him and put him into the prison, a place where the king's prisoners were bound. And he was there in the prison. But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. So we see, just like that, he was cast in prison, but then out of that situation, he was in charge over the whole prison. The keeper of the prison looked not to anything that was under his hand, because the Lord was with him, and all that he did, which he did, the Lord made it to prosper. Much like in Potiphar's house, only it was in the prison once again. And then let's read in Genesis 41, verse 39. And then this is skipping ahead to where he was interpreted Pharaoh's dream here. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "Forasmuch as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word, and all my people shall be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou." And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "See, I have set thee over all the land of Egypt." And took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Joseph's hand, and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen, and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had, and they cried before him, "Bow the knee." And he made him ruler over all the land of Egypt. And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, "I am Pharaoh, and without thee shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Egypt." And Pharaoh called Joseph's name Zaphnath-Paaneah, and he gave him Ashenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On. And Joseph went out over all the land of Egypt. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Pharaoh, the king of Egypt. And Joseph went out from the presence of Pharaoh and went throughout all the land of Egypt. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth handfuls. And he gathered up the food in 7 years, which were laid up of Egypt, and laid up the food in the cities of the field. Laid up the food in the cities, the food out of the field, which was round about every city, lay he up in the same. And Joseph gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much until he left numbering it, for it was without number. And unto Joseph was born two sons before the years of the famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, the priest of On, bare unto him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for God, said he, hath made me to forget my toil in all my father's house. And the name of the second he called Ephraim, for God hath caused me to be fruitful in a land of my affliction. And the 7 years of plenteous that were in the land of Egypt were ended, and the 7 years of dearth began to come, according to as Joseph said, and the dearth was in all the lands. But in all the land of Egypt there was bread, and in all the land of Egypt was famished. The people cried to Pharaoh for bread. And Pharaoh said unto all the Egyptians, go unto Joseph, what he saith to you, do. And the famine was over all the face of the earth. And Joseph opened the storehouses and sold until the Egyptians and the famine waxed sore in the land of Egypt. And all the countries came into Egypt to Joseph to buy corn, because all the famine was so sore in all the lands. Well, we see there in his life how he was faithful in the little things, as the Word of God says in Luke 16:10. Just turn there real quick. He that is faithful in that which is least is also faithful in much. And he that is unjust in the least is also unjust in much. If therefore ye have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if ye have not been faithful in that which is another man's, who shall give you that which is your own? And we see there how in this verse, in verse 11 here, it stuck out to me how it ties in maybe the faithfulness in everyday life to the spiritual aspect, where it says if therefore you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon in everyday life, or in the things that don't pertain to as much, who will commit unto you the true riches or eternal life, or who will trust you with the things that are more important, basically? And that brings us to keeping the faith and maintaining allegiance and consistent loyalty, which we also see in Joseph's life in chapter 39, verse 7 through 9. I read over some of this already, but I'd just go back and bring out the let's see here. And it came to pass after these things that the master's wife, cast eyes upon Joseph, and she said, lie with me. But he refused and said his master's wife, behold, my master wotteth not what is in mine, what is with me in the house, and he that hath committed all that and he hath committed all that he hath to my hand. There is none greater in this house than I, neither hath he kept back anything from me but thee, because thou art his wife. How then can I do this great wickedness and sin against God? That's what I was looking for. He was definitely had the fear of the Lord and was faithful to God, and would not do that thing and sin against God. And then in Genesis 41, 37 through 40. And the thing was good in the eyes of Pharaoh and in the eyes of all his servants. And Pharaoh said unto his servants, can we find such an one as this, a man in whom the Spirit of God is? And Pharaoh said unto Joseph, for as much as God hath showed thee all this, there is none so discreet and wise as thou art. Thou shalt be over my house, and according unto thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou. We see how there was faithfulness in every, in no matter which situation he was placed. People always trusted him because of his faithfulness. And even the testimony of Pharaoh, not necessarily a godly man at all, could tell that the Spirit of God was in him. And that's quite a testimony. I was just blessed by the and challenged by his life. And I guess it encouraged me in my everyday life to be faithful in that which is put before me, and I won't be trusted with anything greater if there's not faithfulness in the little things. I hope it was able to be somewhat of a blessing to someone here. That's all I have. God bless you.